Part two. So we're going to get into server feed types. I want to just touch a bit more on clout and, you know, dispel some likely preconceived notions that will not be natural to the Bitcoin community or anyone, or, you know, the wider cryptocurrency community. But really, the Bitcoin community would have these notions because they're so used to all the scams and shitcoinery that goes on. So I want to talk a bit more about clout and why it's a necessary part of the system. So, like, I don't know. Let's say you're fucking allergic to anything non-Bitcoin because it's just, you know, this mental thing ingrained in your mind which you can't get past because you've been scarred by all the scams. So you can literally just run a block publishing server and have no historical record in CloudChain. But if you have if you at least just designate an address and use these existence and occurrence proofs, you know, or that you wouldn't even really, it's kind of silly to do that because the CloudChain validates that you're following those rules. But so even if you're, you know, and that's kind of a big thing, is it validates that you're following the protocol rules, and it creates work which you as the content creator could not outpace and redo, thus validating that the content produced on your TSN accounts, you know, occurred when it did, and you can't, like, have your own version of identity block forks, right, that were, like, you know, mined and, you know, if you're an honest actor, then it works, but there's no way to know that someone technically didn't, like, fucking make these forks in private, and then one day they just switched them on you. But by having the CloudChain validate the rules and add work to your content, you know, burying it under this work, it becomes immutable in the same fashion that, you know, increasingly immutable in the same fashion that transactions do in Bitcoin. So nonetheless, you could literally, but the point is, if you just started signing, if you want to just sign messages, at least I can fucking, we can communicate without using Twitter, right? Like, I can reference those messages, and at least you'll get the benefit that's sort of like reply, like thread channel replies, that it's embedded in my chain, and you'll will know that anything I'm replying to came before my reply, and it's has the time stamping advantages of my chain. So you're free to go fucking do that and just not have, you know, not follow the TSN protocol. At least we'll be able to communicate without Twitter, right? Like, I don't give a fuck. But this is a very real problem that needs to be solved. Like, if you can't, like, think of it as helping fucking Bitcoin. Like, what happens if you can't communicate about the protocol, right? Like, all of a sudden that becomes wrong thing. If we can't update and communicate about the Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency protocol, like, it you should think of that as a threat to, as a threat that's not commonly spoken about to the system. So think of it as helping Bitcoin in that way. And so even further, like, more specifically, that's plays into, like, GitHub, and is that a vulnerability? So by recreating those functions with a Git truth directory, you've essentially created decentralized GitHub, you know, to more specifically talk about communicating about shit. But even just, like, all the stuff in the past with the user-activated soft fork and the New York agreement and all that, like, imagine if you couldn't even hear about the fucking user-activated soft fork. Like, all of that shit was on Twitter, guys. Like, I was on those front lines and participated in them. So it's kind of fucking important. And then further, you could get into like the prospect of having development bounties or grants or however the fuck you want to structure it, or even just people tipping good contributions. So if you want to just do that, or just even better, just use a lightweight address, you don't need a server, and just get involved that way, and, you know, just immediately sell your clout for, you know, some microscopic amount of Bitcoin, and, you know, whatever, or just forget that doesn't exist, but at least you could be involved, and then you get the benefits of time stamping on those chains or on the server feed. But if you want to have your own paid fucking services, like, or, you know, you could do that, and you could just, so you don't have your own historical record, but, and you could just have, you know, on your own server, just do Patreon with Bitcoin, and that's totally fine, like, I don't give a fuck, but realize that no one wants to spend their fucking Bitcoin right now. That's a good thing, but that's the reality of the situation. Why would they? I don't want to spend my Bitcoin, so, you know, this provides a replacement for that. Like, why should, even though that's true, the other extreme is, like, you have to use a fucking PayPal-like Patreon service. Like, why should credit cards be fucking involved with that? So, if you want to just accept Bitcoin, go ahead. I don't think you're going to get a lot. I don't think people want to pay the transaction fees, especially how they increase during cycles of high demand, which we're seeing right now as we speak, for, you know, a $30 piece of content, or, you know, Patreon-like content. I don't think they're going to want to pay that. So I imagine fees will be much cheaper on your cloud chain. And naturally, everyone's going to say, well, you know, like, you know, and Dogecoin had that, and that's great, and all these new coins over the last decade, they have low transaction fees and higher confirmation times, and that's great, but it's never, you have the same exact problems when it gets to be as big as Bitcoin. It's like, well, yeah, no fucking shit, but it's not trying to be Bitcoin, so why not benefit off of the low transaction fees of doing so? And it's never going to be a global money. It's going to be the throughput of one person's economic activity should they choose to do it. So it takes weight off of the load of the chain. And obviously it will have its own similar dynamics where the subsidy, you know, helps things at first, and then transaction fees kick in. It's the same type of thing, but it's like, yeah, why not take advantage of that fact that early in a protocol, transaction fees are fucking basically free, like Bitcoin in, you know, 2012, right? Which everyone, there was a whole community that seemed to love that. I obviously think that's absolute bullshit. That's not what the point of Bitcoin is. It's censorship resistant digital gold, but so let it be that and let it flourish like that, and we get the best of both worlds. And then there's the fact that it's mutually fucking beneficial. Like, you're literally, there's gonna be merge mining, so it's an extra reward for Bitcoin miners or whichever the parent chain, which all the multiple parent chains that implement this, proof of work chains, right? Litecoin and whatever else, get that benefit of, naturally, as we, like, their block subsidies are all, especially Bitcoin, fading away, and so it's an extra incentive, in addition to transaction fees, to mine. It could change the dynamics of mining, you know, obviously, assuming this thing catches on, which is not going to happen in a week, but you know, we'll do a whole other one on some of the incentives and the feedback loop involved in there, and once this stuff is more user-friendly and ready to use. And so that's another thing, is, like, I think it's going to start with people wanting to use it for, like, GitHub and more of the techie crowd who just have Twitter and all this shit eventually and are smart and get involved first. And that's just the sort of natural evolution of technologies, is the nerds get it first and then they attract, you know, the early adopters and stuff who, like, the first cloud chains that go up will probably benefit the most. But again, that's going to be a separate one. But, you know, then the nerds get in and then they help build products that make it easier for the early adopters who, you know, help fund more of that. And eventually it gets more user friendly. And a lot of the stuff that needs to be worked on is either open source, like merge mining. And that's what the cloud chain is literally just going to be, depending on if it's SHA-256, it'll just be a fork of Bitcoin, or if it's Script, then it's going to be a fork of Litecoin, like that is Bitcoin. It's going to be a Bitcoin supply Litecoin fork, however you want to phrase that, and it's the same exact fucking system. So you just fork that software, and there's just a few additional rules where it's the same system, but if you don't have these identity block hashes in your Coinbase free bytes field, then they're going to be rejected by the network, and everyone's going to know these rules that have to be followed in order to update the most recent identity block hash. And so obviously identity blocks are much bigger time spans, right? We're talking like 2 days or more between identity blocks, and cloud blocks are, you know, if it was exactly like Bitcoin, it'd be every 10 minutes. But I think, why do that? Make it more like Litecoin or Dogecoin, make it 2 minutes or 1 minute or something like that. And so they'll be much more frequently, and they update the first, once they have a block hash, then they just all know that it has to be that same hash until a new valid block has been introduced to the network, and then you have your differential rule and all that. We could debate that on a different one. But so the point is, it's a lot of open source software that needs to be sort of forked, and then there's a lot of shit that's being built out for Bitcoin and other crypto, like hardware wallets and all that shit, and like decentralized exchange and all that shit. Like, regardless of all this, you could sort of just benefit off the combinatorial effect of all of it being created. So you need the cloud and the system. You need it for a reward for the cloud chain miners. You need it for creating this social media atmosphere and creating a better incentive system for statistics and all of that. And it really is better. Like, who wouldn't want the possibility of their likes and engagement and all that shit literally being turned into money? I mean, it's already like that in different forms, but we don't have to get into that now. I mean, you're beholden to using these platforms in order to benefit off of them, and this will be a more free and open way of doing that, and, you know, directly being able to monetize content. So you need it as a reward for the miners. You need it to be used for statistics and recreating that, and you need it to have this encrypted file container, TSN references, otherwise called CloudTrion, or really that could also be applied to, so we'll get into server feeds, right? That could be applied to a certain node-based server feed. So you have your node-based server feed, which is like when someone else runs a collection of your TSN references and the files that are within them, right? So that could be like the community-oriented mirror feed for GitTruth, right? Similar to how you have mirror servers for any GitHub project, except in this case, it's not all on GitHub, it's all on these maintainers of projects servers. So, and then they're made redundant. Instead of having them all in one place, they are distributed central points, which are made redundant. So you have that sort of community-oriented one, and then you could have a more profit-incentivized node-based one, which is like, you know, a collection of, like, you know, it could be an album or something like that. So it's every reference is a song, and, you know, one node-based feed runs a bunch of artists' albums. So that's different collections of you know, references of particular artists, which can only be released, you know, upon, you could only, like, you could run the app, but you can't, you know, actually access the file without paying some clout. But that's, I may have gone too far with that one. So, I may have revealed too much. So, or, you know, it could be a podcast feed, which runs, you know, a particular podcast references as they come out as a as that type of app. So you could do all those, and then you have these link based feeds, right, which is very similar to the Redime function. I mean, that's basically one application of it. I came to it by thinking about that. It's like when you redime someone's dime, you could see some examples of that. You're just like taking a fucking screenshot of their reference, which links to it because they have a block publishing server, so you need to have that in order for your reference to be shared. But or so if you want to think of it as sharing, rediming, whatever it is, so people do that to share references anyway, but there may be feeds that sort of do that because it's just so easy to do and low overhead. You're just running a bunch of links to different people's content, so you could kind of curate it in a certain way, and people do that already with Redime. So then the last, well, not the last type, but the last major type reference in this paper I just wrote is, because you could have all different types. You could literally have a server feed that's just decentralized Twitter, like similar to how people do it on their block publishing servers with dimes, but everyone can just like sign in with a lightweight address or with their own, and you know, anything goes, and you know, all replies and replies to replies are listed. Well, all this stuff, all these different niches will be fulfilled with different types and ranges of models and incentives, but this is the pipes of the system we're working out, right? And then people will naturally recreate all these different things. But the good thing is, no fucking passwords, right? It's just a smarter way. Like, even with, so the last type is file based, right? Server feeds, which is pretty fucking cool, which is like this feed that, in its most popular aspect, could sort of be like a YouTube, but it could be other things. It could be for all different types of files. But basically, they put out a reference, right? And then you reply to it with, you know, a file, like a video file or whatever it is, and you pay a small fee, and given it meets, like I said, given it in the paper, given it meets their user agreements, because you're going to have a whole range. So that's like, you know, you'll have the strict YouTube like one, and then you'll have like a Tor like one, and then you'll have everything in between, you know, and even with a one that's like YouTube and has a strict, you know, user agreement, like they're going to not let you post for, you know, talking about how the sky is blue, then at least it doesn't have password. At least it's more fucking secure, right? And at least it uses this other model of monetization is a whole other thing, right? But so they put out a reference each day, which is their own historical blockchain, right? It's like a placeholder reference, and then you reply to it by uploading a file and creating a, you know, thread channel reply. And once they receive the small cloud payment, they respond to that reply and, you know, verify the file and all that, given it's one of the stricter ones. Then they reply to it with a reference, so that's builds in the state, same concept as thread channel replies, into their historical blockchain. So it creates two things. It's like the people who already have block publishing servers are sort of re-uploading their file content to another server, which is going to ideally store that, you know, it's in terms of the record of it is stored for the rest of time, and they would store that and index it in a database, the actual file. So it creates another way to back up your files. It's like uploading a file to YouTube, except you already have that file on your own feed. You can recreate all that stuff, but we start from the premise that you have your own server, right? So they can back up their file itself, not only back up, but give it exposure to a new audience of cloud. And for the lightweight addresses, they get to put their file in another historical record, right? So they get that benefit. And so, you know, even if you have to pay some of the server feeds clout, you can get tipped in it a whole lot more than that, like, if you make some good content, right? So, and, you know, maybe some of them will start out where it's free because they want to get people to use it, and then, you know, all this shit is naturally figured out by the market. So those are a couple of big server feed ideas that could, and I'm sure will, exist. And I'm sure there will be all other different variations in between. But in this system, your address is your identity. So it's a much better just way to start off with. And it allows for just a better system to be made. All right, we're coming up on an hour. I think I'm going to cut it there, and we'll be back soon. Peace out.